tell me, is it true? The love without a spark leaves you in the dark, gripping at my heart. Searching for the surface, starting to get nervous. I'm feeling alone, 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 lonely. Show me some mercy, you now, 'cause I'm thirsty. In the desert, no one to hear you cry. Howling at the moon, but my throat is getting dry. Desire at the wheel takes a turn for desperation. It feeds my motivation. Ooh, I'm waiting for your touch.
Music from the future.
Oh, think this is a funny thing, but if all the people that took acid, you know, when the people that I know that have taken acid, we can look out at the other people that haven't, and they can tell us we're crazy, and we can say, well, you haven't seen anything yet, because there are things that are more beautiful.
Area 54.
Midnight. My heart is burning up. Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you. That was the Radio Department. The song's called Always a Relief. It's off the album Pet Grief. Nice job bringing those guys back. We haven't played any Radio Department in a while.
No, you know, I love playing these guys. I do. Just one of my favorite Swedish bands.
Yeah.
Kind of a shoegaze, you know, down-tempo chill music.
Yeah, pretty accessible. Washed Out before that, did a song called Paralyzed off of Purple Noon. Cut Copy. Play a song called Cold Waters, title track off their latest album. And Eric Hilton, he's been busy, you know. He put it, lock him up inside, and he just goes right to work in the studio. Off of his album Infinite Everywhere, play a song called More Beautiful Things. Mike and I were talking earlier. You were telling me he's got a new album out, or coming out with a new album of all the old 60s sounds that inspired him.
Yeah,
sounds
so
like he was
He's coming out with multiple releases, right? So it sounds like he's just going to the archives like we're doing, right?
Yeah.
He's pulling out stuff he's worked on and just putting it on albums. So the next album is music that inspired him, 60s and 70s film music, like inspirational music.
That's pretty cool.
And it sounds like, you know, Ennio Morricone type of thing. Where,
you know, who's going to love that is Quentin Tarantino.
Well, it's not Tarantino type music. It reminds me of early Thievery Corporation, the compilations they came out with. And so you can tell how much of an influence Eric Hilton had on the first bunch of songs that were coming out from these guys like 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah, sure.
And now he's just releasing them at will. A couple of albums supposed to come out. I've heard a bunch of songs off this new album already. We don't have them in the show tonight. I'm sorry, but we'll play some of it next week for you
guys.
Well,
Infinite Everywhere is a pretty good album of his, so...
You know, okay, so the other thing about this Infinite, this track I played with you, for you, is it's like him trying to be air. I mean, this could be... Yeah. This is his Moon Safari track. It could have been right on there.
You know, when he heard it, he must have been influenced, because it doesn't sound anything like... I mean, it sounds like Thievery Corporation, but definitely has an air influence for sure. Has that kind of dreamy... down-tempo influence that only Air really had or started.
Mm-hmm.
Odessa before that did a song called Late Night. It's off the album A Moment Apart, and we start off the whole set with another track by Big Wild. The song's called Touch. Remixed by Poolside, though.
Yeah, I like the original, but this Poolside mix is just like, it gives it that Poolside sound. It's like,
yeah,
that LA down-tempo chill sound. It's awesome. Anything Poolside touches, I like, typically.
For sure.
Hey, we're Tim and Mike. Thanks for being with us. You can get a hold of us through our website, area54.fm. You can listen to archived shows. You can also listen to us on like TuneIn Radio and various other ways. Just go do a search, area54.fm. All right, we got Machine Drum queued up. This is interesting. I didn't know you were into Machine Drum.
Yeah, not really, but I kind of heard this song a couple times, and I like it enough. It's got a nice drum and bass feel to it.
His drum and bass stuff is good. He's got a lot of fans. People really like that. So I mean, I guess you're going to be surprising people that playing the song Machine Drum here. Okay, the song we got queued up for you is 1,000 Miles. Let's check it out.